קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבה
A preparation passage for the lesson from Writings of Rabash, letter number 8. And once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing of love, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends. My ears hear their voices. My mouth speaks to them. The hands embrace, the feet dance in love and joy in a circle with them, and I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched lands for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart, and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty actions against my friends. Then I simply exit my corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Certainly, it doesn't happen to the person through some simple effort. It's the upper light that works throughout a long time until it awakens in him the collaborative desire with the friends, until they wake up towards one shared connection, and then everyone feels the group that way, beginning to see that this is the center of his life, this is where he gets livelihood and inspiration from. The mutual connection gradually discloses the form of the Creator to him, which is the totality of the friends who discover mutual bestowal. And by that, they reveal the face of the Creator. It's like some substance that develops a photo and discloses it, reveals it. Therefore, when we achieve a shared desire, then certainly no distances or corporeal images are working. Rather, that one substance, which is the desire, begins to stabilize and be shaped by mutual bestowal, which reveals the Creator's form to all. Therefore, one comes to see that besides that network of connection between everyone, there is nothing, only the friends. That's why we're in a state we experience as this world, where through corporeal situations and actions, we can eventually reach spirituality. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do anything but corporeal actions, and thanks to the light that reforms, that works on them, it elevates us to spiritual actions. But the inspiration comes from the totality of the connection between everyone. And I think that we already have a bit of it.